Norwalk, and welcoming you to the second hour of this week's No Kings a Weekend. Nathan's back, and go Mariners edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And golly, it's the third Sunday of the month, but we changed the schedule. Healing Sunday will be back to normal schedule next month, which will be the second Sunday of the month. Just be sure you mark your calendars. That's the next time for free remote treatments with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. And I just wanted to say, I was out on the streets for No Kings yesterday, and gosh, we had a wonderful time in Monroe again. It looks like we had, you know, more than 700 people again. It was a great turnout, but we had inflatable animal suits. You know how they're doing the blow-up frogs in Portland, and everybody's laughing? Well, apparently all the frog suits are sold out in the entire country, okay? But we had our team in Monroe. We had a bunch of unicorns. We had a bunch of dragons, and these are, you know, full human suits, you know, the dragons, unicorns. We had a giraffe, had a chicken. The favorite outfit of the day was a taco. Okay. Various characters and costumes. One gal was dressed up like a handmaiden and looked really great. And her sign said, "This is how the Handmaiden's Tale started." Anyway, it was just a great time, and we had so much fun, and it was just wonderful. And you know, and to feel the love and the camaraderie and all of that, it was just really great. I want to thank everybody that was out yesterday, helping to save our democracy. Boy, it's just so fun to get together. And you know, the only dissent was on the other side, you know, and the people driving by that weren't happy. And so I saw some middle fingers. I saw some thumbs down. We got yelled at. We got black smoked by trucks. But guess what? The police were right there. Boom. Right, you know, they were caught right away. But, you know, whenever somebody came by and did the middle finger or yelled, the crowd, you know what they did? They said, "We love you anyway. Bless you. We love you anyway." It was just really wonderful, the love and the joy. And there were young people, there were old people, there were everybody in the middle. Anyway, it was a great time. So, that being said, before we get back to It Is Healing Show, Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Route Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday, and we've got callers lined up. But it's also Sunday, and we need to go to church here for a moment. So we are going to, I'm going to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And if you haven't been here for this before, I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animal for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I do that with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, because it's Sunday and I can. So we start with a little prayer for our animal friends, a shorter prayer for our animal friends, and a longer one for us human animals. And you can opt out of this part of the show if you want to. It's not like dancing in Love Train where you have to dance. But here you can opt out. So you can say these out loud with me or not, and use them during the week if you choose. Here we go. I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty, now we've got our pile of affirmations here. These are all contributed by one member of the animal world family or another, and they are chosen for their life-altering properties in a very positive way. So affirmation number one was a spiritual assignment to me years and years ago, and the assignment was say this three times a day out loud for a week. See what happens. Changed my life. I still do it every day. And that's why I share it with you. Here we go. And similar to Dr. Nels has got a good affirmation this month. And we'll get to that later in the show. All right, here we go. Three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you know how when she works on one of you human animals, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going? Well, this came out on the show at one point, and a lot of you started doing it, and I started hearing from you that it's changing my life and all of that. And then Stacy, our car screener, she started bugging me. This is changing my life. So I started doing it. Shifted everything for me. I still do it every day. Now, when I say this affirmation and when I say abundant, imagine in your mind the type of abundance you want to attract in your life at this time. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew. Love that one. All right. This one also comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use to get the energy up to go out, the energy I used to go out yesterday to stay in the right frame. And I do this for my animal friends as well. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All righty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, you know, our medium communicator, general psychic gal, who's usually here on the third Sunday. This is the one that I use to, for me and my animals, to keep us try to in alignment with all this crazy energy going on. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Oof. All righty. Now, the last longer affirmation here to conclude our whole pile of them is also from Ananda Worldwide this time, and their Warriors of Light affirmation. So we're going to send God's light and love all over the country, all over the world. Lots of sending we need to do here three times. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, now to conclude our affirmation and prayer ritual, and to seat the energy within us and through our heart and our lives, is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So, do this with me. Take your hands, cross them over your heart on your chest, and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. I always feel like our work is done when we do that. But it is time to get back to Healing Sunday and the phone lines. And remember, Linda Rasmussen continues to give a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her. I'll give you the number in a moment here. And working with her on the air doesn't count. So if you enjoy a session with her today on the air, or you have in the past, you can still call or text her and get a free session. And the number to call or text is 206 201-9992-206-841-1992. And Dr. Nels is giving away a free session as well to you or one of your animal friends. You've just got to go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Dr. Nels, tell us what we do after that.
Okay. When you're on my website at healingministryforanimals.com, just go to the top of the page where there's the navigation and click on blog. And once you've clicked on blog, just pick one of the four titles. It doesn't matter which one. Click on that title, and then the blog opens up, and then you can read through as much as you want, but you want to finish by scrolling to the bottom and click the contact link at the bottom of the article. That takes you to my contact page, and there's a little form there. Just scroll down to where that form is on the right and put in your name and your email and I think maybe a phone, I can't remember. And then I will just say, hey, I'd like to have a free session for, and it's yourself or your dog, cat, or horse. And I'd be happy to get that set up for you. But you have to do it today before midnight.
All right. Today before midnight. All righty then. Now, we got a lineup. We got to get back to the phones. But I'm going to check in with Bigfoot here so he doesn't stomp around on us. Am I reading you correctly? You'd like to take care of advertisers before we go to the phones?
Let's go ahead and do that. Just get it out of the way.
All right. Ann, you're up next. So we're almost there. And then Tina and then Bettina. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we are just getting rolling. but we are on a roll, and we've got phone lines. I think we have one phone line open at 425-373. No, we don't have any open.
We are completely full on our lines here.
Well, then never mind. Just keep the number. When you hear us end a call, that would be your cue to call in and pick up the line. All right. Well, let's get rolling here. We are going to start calls this hour. We're heading to Kenmore. And Anne, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen and me again. Hey. Good morning, Anne. Anne, are you there?
Okay, this time it should be the correct phone line. So, Anne in Kenmore, are you on the line with us? Here we go.
Sorry, I had to unmute. Sorry about that.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, good.
Sounds like okay. We're doing a phone commercial. Can you hear me now? So, Anne, long time no see. How are you doing?
I'm so happy. And you know, it's so funny. As soon as these two heard your voice on the radio this morning, they came out and they just sat in front of the radio and tried to figure out where you were. It was so, oh my gosh, it was so cute.
All right. Now can I fill everybody in on kind of the details?
Oh, please. Yeah.
Okay. Now the first thing we're going to do though, is I got to tell you the story of this, you guys, because you're just going to love it. And we truly had miracles happen this week. But we're talking about two dogs and we want to do this first so that Dr. Nails can tune in to the dogs. We've got Tiki, who is a Chihuahua. Oh, Chihuahua Tiki. And Tiki's a neutered male, but he's at least 8 years old. But we don't know how old for sure. But he looks and feels much older than that to me. And he's a tan guy. And then we have Kiki, who is a black dachshund. And she's at least 10 years old and pretty deaf. And probably way older, because she feels and looks a lot older to me. Anne kind of inherited these two. They belonged to a friend of hers who passed away probably about 3 years ago or so. And Anne opened her heart and home and brought Tiki and Kiki into her home. Well, you know, dachshunds and chihuahuas can be on the naughty list. Especially with house training and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so here we are. We got really old dogs in a Chihuahua suit, a dachshund suit, and the dachshund suit can't hear. Now, then she tells me that these dogs essentially really have never been house trained because the first owner didn't really do anything, just allowed them, you know, to use the kitchen as the toilet. So they didn't know that they escaped all over the place from her and all of that. But you know, Anne worked really hard to batten up, you know, down the hatches and get the fences in order at her yard. But then the really, really seriously bad thing was Tiki, for some reason, was freaked out and wouldn't let Anne put his collar or leash on him. Even though he loved to go out and wanted to go places, but she hasn't been able to take the dogs for walks because couldn't get the collar or the leash on Tiki. And Tiki has been a biter. And Tiki bit Anne, you know, when she first got her out stuff. And all, so we have a potentially biting Chihuahua that won't let us get the leash or the collar on. And I know in my mind before I go in, if we're going to do, you know, we really have to be able to get a leash on this guy and a collar and all that stuff. Well, anyway, I went to see Anne this week, and lo and behold, I mean, we had a really good time, I think. And it was a real wake up. I think Anne is quite gifted, Linda, when you work with and Nels. I think intuitively and with this kind of stuff, because it's ending up being that like communication is kind of the whole thing, and these dogs really understand what's going on. But you know, and Chihuahuas aren't usually real social with people, you know, not with their human. I think about midway through or a while through the session, we had a breakthrough at Tiki. All of a sudden decided that Aunt Martha was cool and that he liked me. And, you know, Aunt Martha packs cheese and I have food and of course, you know, but anyway, Tiki decided that Aunt Martha was okay and had a little bond with me and started letting me touch and pet him and all of that. And I'm thinking, hey, this is great. Cause now we're making progress. And the bottom line is eventually when it was time, after we got Anne educated and worked with the animals and then I had a bond with the dogs, I was able to just put a little slip lead on him, piece of cake. And then I held the slip lead and put the collar on. Wasn't snug enough. We had to make sure it couldn't pull over. So we had to take it on and off a few times, but we got it on. We got it fine. Then he got his lead. We ended up having a wonderful walk around the block and stuff. So, Yeah. And so now Anne can walk her dogs again. But now one of the big things, Dr. Nels, and I'm going to want to know from you as you're tuning in, when you do Tiki, I know you're tuning in, I don't know who you're working on, but Tiki. And an experience in the backyard, because one of the big things on our list was these guys, I need them to come when they're called, you know, because they just run, you know, like 60 and they'll get out and go and all of that. And don't, so I was starting to do a little bit of work like that and was going to start a, just a little fun come here for a treat sort of thing in the yard. Now, this is after I've had the bonding moment with Tiki. He's let me and all of that. And so we're over all the fear stuff. He's bonded with me. Life is great. We're out in her backyard. He's a few feet away from me. And when so I turn around and I see him and he's on his way coming to me. So as he's coming to me, a few feet away, I say, Tiki, come here. You know, and happy. And at the instant that word that came out of my mouth, he froze like a statue. And I could see the fear take over, and he wouldn't take any step further. So I realized at that moment, at some point, his nervous system had to get stuck. Related to coming when called, that maybe got, and it might have been with his previous owner, you know, never came and they finally caught him and then got really mad at him or something like that. But Dr. Nels, I want you to explain to everybody what am I talking about when I'm talking about the nervous system and getting stuck. That can you explain that?
Yes, fight or flight is a priority one system, which means when you or your animal get scared or startled or have a trauma of some kind, and that system kicks in, it runs the show after that. And that means you can't think your way out of problems. It actually bypasses certain parts of the brain that you do your thinking with. And it makes your heart rate go up, blood pressure go up, all the things that have to do with being able to run or fight and or freeze.
So yeah. It was obvious to me when I saw it that Tiki's nervous system was stuck in the fight-flight mechanism related to coming back.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. So I knew that Dr. Nell's working on him is going to make a difference, but we've also already found out, I think, Anne, you found out a lot of it was just a change of attitude and you learning how to communicate and visualize what you wanted with these dogs, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, that there's that part too. Right. That to visualize it a little bit more so that I was practicing that yesterday, but I'd forgotten it today already.
Yeah, well, and because I had to tell Anne that these little dogs operate more out of their right brain than their left brain, and the right brain is where the pictures come in.
Yeah.
So coordinated communication makes a difference. So, Dr. Nels, have you worked on Tiki yet?
I am working on Tiki, and it definitely fight or flight points involved here, the ones that I teach in the Rasmussen Reset workshop. And if you're not a member, everybody listening, you should be, because then you can get access to me and my free workshop.
Need to talk about that. Aside from going to Dr. Nell's website today, because everybody remember, if you go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com today, and you click on one of the blog links, and then scroll down and click the contact and fill it out, you get a free session for you or one of your animals. But you have to do that today. So, Anne, you're going to want to do that too, because you can get another free session with Dr. Nels.
Excellent. That's really good. And I wrote down the information when when it was announced. Earlier.
Yeah.
So
okay, good. So that's to get the free session. But then also when you're on Dr. Nell's website, you guys, I highly recommend that you join his private membership group. It only costs $10 and it's for a lifetime.
Oh, wow.
But once you join his membership group, then you get his newsletter once a month, which we're going to kind of go over a little bit today. So you get an idea and a taste for what that's about. But then he does free Zoom classes. So he teaches you how to do this Rasmussen reset and reset your own animals. He teaches you how to reset yourself, because we're mammals and our nervous system can get stuck. And so you can do the free classes, you get the newsletter. So not only do you want to go to the website and click on the blog and the contact to get the free session, you also want to join the membership group to join, so you can join the free Zoom classes. Did I cover the bases okay, Dr. Nels?
Yeah, that sounded great. And all you have to do is, if you're going to contact me, well, I'll talk to you anyway. So at some point, we'll just have a discussion about joining the membership. For free stuff like this special offer, you don't have to be a member. Pretty much for everything else, you have to be a member. But the great thing is these classes. They're free only to members, and you can learn so much. It's well worth that $10 lifetime membership.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy cheap.
It certainly is. All right, so Dr. Nels continues to work on Tiki and Kiki.
I'm on Kiki now.
Kiki. Now, did you find, something to work on with Kiki?
Yes, yeah, I'm just getting started with Kiki. There is definitely some stuff to do here.
Okay, so he will continue to work on the dogs. And would you like a session with Linda?
Why, yes, indeed. Of course I would.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Because, Anne and I realized when we were working that she's as involved in this whole thing as Tiki and Kiki are, because she loves them dearly and all of that. And so we want to balance Linda at the same time, or balance Anne at the same time we're balancing Tiki and Kiki. So, Linda, Anne is all yours.
Well, good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Linda.
I'm going to start with you just bringing this sentence and a visual into your head, which is the sky is blue. You're just thinking the sky is blue and having that vision of a beautiful blue sky. And everyone listening can do this too. And I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on an experience from any time in your life that was being betrayed. You felt betrayed by somebody. And just say, I've got it, when you've got that in your mind.
I've got it.
Okay. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of judgment. We're going to replace that. We're replacing judgment with the feeling of consistency. So everyone listening is now focused on consistency. Consistency and the number four are the two things to hold in your mind. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking consistency four.
And you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled all the air out of your lungs, and you're holding it out as long as you comfortably can. You can take in another breath and then exhale again whenever you need to, thinking consistency four. Consistency. Four. Consistency. Four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Anne, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing that memory of the betrayal back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And I'm going to find an affirmation. And this is a little different than it is sometimes. We're actually going to use a different word than the one we use to release. And this one is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of accurate. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of accurate. And this is an affirmation to think multiple times a day. And when you think it, letting your awareness come to yourself, and as much as possible, imagining this feeling of accurate, like in every particle of your body, that this is the feeling of accurate.
All right. Do you understand that, Anne?
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's check back in with Dr. Nils. You got anything to report on Tiki and Kiki?
Well, of course, Tiki had more going on with his fight or flight. He had a lot of things I had to rebalance there.
Uh-huh.
I would recommend if we're doing a free session on one of the dogs that it would be Tiki.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
And then Kiki, she needed a little bit of rebalancing. Her fight or flight system was engaged, maybe not quite so thoroughly locked in, but there was still some work to do there. So we got her balance as well.
Yeah, and I also had the feeling that even though Kiki can't hear very much anymore, if at all, we're not quite sure on that. But for my purposes, in a sense, she really is kind of a cooperative dachshund. You know, I mean, dachshunds can be stubborn and really tough in the house training department, but I really got the sense that Kiki is a nice dachshund and a cooperative dachshund, and I think this is going to go well. And now that Anne's on board and understands everything, but I do think Tiki is the one that had the major blockages and a major blockage to this coming, and it was just so obvious when we saw it happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Anne, I think your follow-up, of course, is to keep in touch with me. But I think that just Nels working on Tiki is going to make a big difference in all of this. And then you already know how to get on Nels' website and sign up for a free treatment so that he can do another treatment off the air on Tiki.
Yeah,
What we don't know at this point is if Tiki and Kiki are going to need some work off the air with Dr. Nels ongoing, or if it'll just be good for Anne to call in once a month and get free tune-ups. We'll have to see what shakes out as they continue to work together. Is everybody on board?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Great. All right, Anne.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. I'm looking forward to a report.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah. God bless. Thanks for calling
much.
Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. I think I know we're need to head to Lake Stevens, but we need to take care of advertisers before we do that. So we're going to do advertisers and then Tina and then Bettina. So it's a Tina day.
And if you want to join in to our queue, since we just finished up with a call, now is a good time to get into that queue by calling 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. A phone line is now available until somebody takes it.
All righty. There we go. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, winding down the second hour, this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Natasha Venter. She is our medium communicator, general psychic gal. She does personal readings. I think she's down at Psychic Fair down by Kent Commons or something this weekend. You can check her out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. You can catch her on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC, for Intuitive Clarifications, the letters IC. Natasha Venter IC on YouTube. She does a podcast once a week at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. You can tune in on YouTube, or you can watch any of all the archive stuff she has there. She's also available for personal readings. And you can go through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, or give her a call at 360-770-7836. 360-770-7836. Remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton's, available to see you. She's got room for new clients, and what a treat to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and Accutonic Forks, and she can work with you in person, which is what I recommend, or she can work with you remotely. But check her out, Whispering-Dragon online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can call her at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty, we are caught up, and now we're going to go back to the phones here, and we're headed to Lake Stevens. Tina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Tina. Now, you got a lot on your plate, because it's been a while since we've talked to you on the air.
Right, yeah. I needed to call about the feral kitty, Jasper, that was confined in a couple different ways for the last 4-plus months. He's loose now.
He was confined, which for everybody to know, in her barn. This is a feral cat trapped for TNR at a friend's place. Wasn't a good place to keep him there. So Tina's barn kitties have, passed on, and she was in need of a barn cat. And so decided she's going to take the Jasper home. And so we talked about how to do it and confine him in a cage in the barn. I'm just trying to encapsulate this, Tina, really quickly to catch everybody up. Now Natasha tuned in early on and said, didn't have a good feeling about this working, and then dealing with feral cat. No, but Tina, I'll tell you, Tina's determined. And if she decides she wants to do something, by golly, she's going to stick to it. She's going to do it. And so what, you've been at this for 5 months now, trying to integrate this kitty, Jasper?
Yeah.
Yep. And the good news is by golly, Tina did her homework. She kept him in a cage for a while. He wouldn't, you know, he only hiss at her, wouldn't even look at her, wouldn't eat, you know, but, and eventually got him to take something off a spoon and all of that. And eventually he got out and was let out into the room. But now he's actually loose and he could leave and get out if he wanted to, right, Tina?
Yes.
Okay. And Tina had a recent trip. Where she's gone for a couple weeks, so her roommate had to take care of him, and he and Jasper stayed around. Not, you know, doesn't get, you know, isn't bonded with the roommate at all. But the interesting thing was, is roommate didn't hear him any meowing or anything while Tina was gone. But when Tina got back, Jasper's talking to her, you know, and cats don't meow at each other. They don't talk to each other like they talk to us. Cats only meow to talk to humans. And so Jasper's at least bonded enough nails with Tina now to talk to her, and he's starting to anyway. I really feel like the thing that's been missing is you being able to work on Jasper, and he's black with just a titch of white here and there.
Yeah, he's got a lot of white on his chest and his front paws, and he's got six toes in the front, both front paws. And I didn't actually let him loose until after I got back from my trip. So he was still confined to a large room in the barn.
Okay, until you got back.
Yeah.
Which was just recently.
Back, yeah. But and then, so now he still hisses at me. He runs from me. If I try to touch him, he swats at me, but he will eat treats out of my hand.
Which is huge improvement. I mean, it's really, really working. But this is how, you know, it didn't look at the beginning when Natasha was reading the energy. It was like, no way. Well, we've had this happen twice now. You know, Cindy out in Salton, everybody, and her crystal kitty was a feral that we TNR'd, trapped in, and Natasha didn't, well, now that cat lives in the house with Cindy's, her best friend, and all of that, but it took a long, long time, and now we got Tina, same thing going on, but it's working, so we are really making some good progress with these ferals. That's not supposed to be able to happen. Now, the other thing here is that, Tina, your horse stepped on you, right?
Yeah, he stepped on my foot and fractured the second and third metatarsals 2 days before I went to Croatia.
Yeah, Tina's got this big trip planned with her sister to go to Croatia, and her horse steps on her and breaks her foot the day before. But our trooper Tina put on doctor gave her a boot and off to Croatia she went. And you had a wonderful time, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. But so you're going to really appreciate your session with Linda here. So Dr. Nils, how are you doing with Jasper? What are you getting from him?
Yeah. It's kind of a few unusual points. So that's, I always regard that as a good thing when you have an interesting case like his. So anyway, I'm halfway through. We're switching to working on the right side. We'll see what we find.
All right. Excellent. And Tina, you ready for a session with Linda?
Absolutely.
All right, Linda, take over, please.
All right. Well, Tina, welcome. And I am going to ask you to think of the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve, whatever that number one thing is right now for you, and say, I've got it if you've got it.
Oh, that's a tough one. Okay.
So focusing on that, noticing how you feel about that number one thing. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of good. Good and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and just looking straight ahead. Your breathing is going to be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking good too.
All right, Tina, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. You've exhaled out all the air in your lungs and hold it out as long as you comfortably can, feeling free to take in another breath and exhale again whenever you need to. Thinking good, two. Good, two. Good, two.
Perfect, Tina. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing that number one thing back into your thoughts. And that is complete. I'm going to find the affirmation. And the affirmation is, I accept the feeling of good. I accept the feeling of good. And just let yourself feel that sense of receiving into your physical body, this feeling of good, when you do this affirmation multiple times today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Huh. All right. Okay. Dr. Nils, any report on Jasper?
Well, I got Jasper tuned up, and it was very interesting. As I was getting to the last set of points I needed to connect, and I was thinking, oh, we need to bring in this vibration of, and Linda took the word right out of my mouth, good.
So you two were in tune there.
It was perfect because Tina's getting the vibration of good, and so is Jasper. So that worked perfectly.
Wonderful. Awesome. And then, Tina, did you hear Dr. Nils offer how you can get a free session?
I did. I'm going to be contacting both Nils and Linda this afternoon. So
because you can have another. You can have a free one with Linda if you haven't done that. And as long as you do it today, you can get another free session for you or Jasper with Nils on his website.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
All righty.
Do we have time? Do we have other callers lined up, or do you have a quick second to throw some energy toward Logan? The horses.
Oh no, let's do that because we're getting close to the top of the hour, so it would be better to start new phone calls after the top of the hour. Logan is your horse, right?
Yeah, and he sliced his heel bulb open yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Let me check in. Is this the same horse I worked with you on years ago?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's good. That helps me connect. I feel good connection.
Yeah, he's a big thoroughbred.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, yep, Nels has got his arms stretched.
It's a big horse. all right. Yeah, there's a little fight or flight thing, and this is going to just help balance the energy, and that will help his body heal as fast as it can.
Great.
Is it the same? What foot is it that he hurt?
It's his front left foot.
And which foot did you do?
My right foot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He has left side issues. Kind of.
Left side issues?
Huh. Yeah, before I got him as a yearling, when he was a yearling, he split his left shoulder open. And then when he was in California in training, he tore his left knee open.
Interesting. Energetically interesting. All right.
I can't tell what side of him you're working on, Dr. Nils.
I'm working on his left side now. I did the right side already. And there we go. That is rebalance. So, okay, we've got Logan tuned up. He's not a basket case, I can tell you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Tune up.
He's just a big goofy gelding. And then, for context, like my right foot, then on the last day in Croatia, I pinched a nerve in my right hand, which has affected my dominant hand the nerves.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like my right side. And
So it's you and your animals are all peas in a pod, it sounds like.
Yep. Thank you
so
much.
All right, and you know how to contact Linda for a free session. You ought to do nails you've got to do today for a free session.
Yep.
But I'm glad you got a chance to call in.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. I just don't think we have time to do much at all with our next caller, so we'll have to hold callers over to the third hour. And anyone else, if you would like to pick up the free phone line, if you want free sessions today, you better get in soon because we've got current events to do. We've got Dr. Nell's newsletter to do. So we need some time to do that. So let's get y'all calling in if you want sessions. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you know, for Linda, if you would like a free session off the air with her, working with her on the air doesn't count. You can still have a free session if you haven't worked with her in person. All you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992 for free session off the air. And then Dr. Nels, you can get a free session by going to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. You click on one of the blog links, go down to the bottom of that page, click on contact, right? Fill out that form and say you want your free session. And you get a free session for you or one of your animal friends. But you have to do it before midnight tonight. It's a one-day only thing because the intent here is to help Dr. Nell's website wake up. And yeah. The algorithms, whatever those are, out in the ethers to get tuned in to where they need to and plugged into wherever they need to be.
Yes, absolutely.
All righty, so we are good. So that means time to fire up the love train one more time. And remember, you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. We got to get our juices flowing, a little bit of exercise, and so that we can, and then we got to spread the love all over the country, all over the planet. It's needed everywhere. So whatever is important, you know, wherever, just send love everywhere. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Oh boy, the wind's kicking up out here. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. More of your phone calls with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.